Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the 2020 NFL Draft Blast. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of the 2020 Draft Stars. If you missed any of our shows in their entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests as we count down the days till this thing goes off on April 23rd. It's amazing to think that the All-Star Games have wrapped up, the Combine is gone, come and gone. Pro Days really kind of never got off to a start. I mean, a few of them happened, but nonetheless, I mean, we are that close, about, 17 days away before this 2020 NFL Draft gets started. And today, we're going to be joined with the standout Mercyhurst punter. He also did kickoffs, Brendan Cole. And again, this guy was a PSAC, All-West standout, and brings a lot to the table. And I always like getting the special team guys on because we don't get that many on the program each draft season, but when we do, it's just kind of always a little bit different, you know. I'd like to say out of the ordinary, if you will, and especially punters. I always remember Reggie Roby, the standout Miami Dolphins punter. I remember reading a story about him years ago where he said every day when he would wake up getting out of bed, he would get out of bed and touch his toes. So I always ask that question for every punter that comes on our program, if they practice that same thing where they get out of bed, the first thing they do is touch their toes, like the Hall of Famer, but I should say Pro Bowler, Reggie Roby from the Dolphins, and the late Reggie Roby, if you will, passed away several years ago. Again, if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests that we bring you each and every day. Earlier today, we also had on Patrick Carr from Houston, and we also had Michigan State standout defensive back Josh Butler. But as promised, Brendan Cole, the Mercyhurst standout punter, kind enough to take some time. Brendan, Rick, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's treating me well. I'm living the dream every day, you know, trying to make the most of every day. So doing well.
Excellent. Well, that's the mindset you got to have, especially where we're at with everything going on the outside. Having that mental focus to stay positive is a big plus. So much to talk about. You know, right before you came on, I was kind of sharing with the audience that, you know, we don't get that many special team guys on the show, but when we do, it's just kind of like a little bit out of the ordinary. It's just not the typical, you know, because you guys are a unique thing. It's a very unique skill set. But I do ask all the guys that come on the pro show, especially our punters. Reggie Roby, the standout Pro Bowler from the Dolphins back in the day, always said he would touch his toes the first thing he did when he got out of bed. Do you practice that same habit?
Absolutely. That's the first thing I do when I get out of bed before I even brush my teeth. I go, you know, get a little stretching, stretch my back out, you know, just to make sure I'm still flexible overnight, you know. You got to keep that flexibility up.
Excellent. Well, Brendan, you're well on your way. You got the first thing down pat. You got the touching of the toes, and you bring all the intangibles. So we're going to be looking at you to do your thing at the next level. So, I mean, kind of how do you start phasing yourself into being a punter, a kickoff specialist, a special teams ace, if you will? I mean, when did that really begin for you and really become a serious attribute to what you're going to do at the collegiate level?
I think it all started my freshman year of high school, where I was playing football. I was on the team. I was a linebacker, and you know, freshman team, they were like, hey, do we have any guys that can kick and punt, you know, like just out of curiosity. And I had a big background with, like, I played a little bit of rugby, I played soccer, and I just volunteered, and I was like, hey, like, you know, I had background with using my feet, and I ended up being decent at it freshman year, and I kind of focused a lot more of my attention on that, and I stuck with it, you know, got on varsity as a sophomore and started 3 years as a punter, and, you know, I just stuck with it and got serious. And my senior year, I had a good year, and I think that I was like, you know, let me try to ride this out into college and see where it brings me. And I was fortunate enough to get a call from Marty Schetzel at Mercyhurst University, and he said he liked what he saw. And, you know, I kind of was like, all right, I think, like, you know, I have a decent shot of playing college ball with this skill set. You know, I didn't really know how good I was until, you know, I got that call from Marty, and I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to focus a lot of my time on this, you know, skill set. And that's when I really got serious about it, you know.
And well, the rest is history. And obviously, you've been serious enough. You also got the accolades from the PSAC. You're the first team in the PSAC West. I mean, great accolades. And I'm based in Eastern Ohio, so I'm close to PSAC football. You know, Eastern Ohio, Western Pennsylvania. You know, Slippery Rock, Edinburgh. I mean, all the schools. I mean, I'm there. I see them. I see you guys again, and I think it's a fantastic conference. So how about this one? I mean, so you start doing your thing. When do you kind of get the sense that, you know, what you're doing collegiately can allow you an opportunity to possibly, you know, make a living from it in the National Football League? When does that kind of hit you?
I think it hit me after my redshirt sophomore year, where I was first team OPSEC, and I got all region, and all my friends, you know, teammates were like, hey, like, you got a decent amount of accolades, you know, like, you did pretty well, like, you, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking up at all the stats, and I'm like, holy, you know, like, wow, I actually did too pretty well, you know. I'm going to study, you know, I'm going to go, I'm going to really give it 100%, like, try to make some money from this, you know what I mean? And I was like, wow, you know, that's when it really hit me that I had a shot.
Excellent. Now this is your show, and we want to get your name out there. I mean, the scouts know about you. It's not like, you know, they don't know who you are and what you bring to the table. But, I mean, in your own words, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those hallmark home run abilities to the punting and kickoff, you know, positions that, you know, you think these scouts are going to really enjoy?
Well, they're going to love my work ethic and the energy I bring to the field every time I'm out there. You know, we barely get on the field as it is, but every time I'm out in the field, you'll know I'm out in the field. Like, whether I'm, you know, like, celebrating a good kick or a good punt, they're going to love that energy about me. And I'm also, you know, not afraid to go down there and make a tackle. I had about, I think, 7 tackles this past season, and I'm not afraid to put my nose in there. You know, I like getting gritty, and my work ethic as well, because I came in at 170 for Mercyhurst, and I ended up leaving about 200 pounds, so I put on 30 pounds, and I'd like to say most of that's muscle. So obviously I have a tremendous work ethic, and I try to perfect everything that I do in life, you know, be perfect at, and that's what they're going to love about me as well.
Well, and I can tell you're not lying, because right when we opened the show, you said, hey, I'm, you know, today's a great day, I'm making the most of it, so I'm going to back you up on the positive energy side, because you admitted that right off the cuff, and then you're backing it up again with that. How about this one? Because, you know, they can look at, you know, your punting, but, you know, sometimes there's things that the coaching staff desires. I mean, maybe they don't, and this is not negative against the coaching staff, but sometimes they don't put you in the best opportunity to maybe, you know, be able to, you know, put a ball inside the 20. You know, I mean, they might have you do different things. I mean, is there anything that these scouts and coaches need to know that they may not necessarily, you know, see on tape that might, you know, have an advantage as we close in on this 2020 NFL draft?
Absolutely. I think I didn't get the directional punch as much as I wanted to. And I think I'm a directionally punter. I'm one of the best. I could definitely, if they ask me if I'm able to do that, and I'm able to do it to the left side of the field as well. And if they want to open field punt, I'm able to do that as well. I didn't really do as much as I wanted to in college. The coaches didn't really want me to do that, you know. But I think that what they don't see on film is that I'm a very good directional punter. You know what I mean?
No, that's what we want to know. That's why we want you to come on the show, because, like I said, you know, we can see certain things. We can watch you do it. We can watch highlights. But then there's those other intangibles that we don't see, and I'm so glad you brought that up. I think that was a key ingredient. That's something they do need to know about, that, you know, they may not see it because you weren't allowed to do it. And, you know, it's not like you can go out there and start calling the shots as the plays come in.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. For you, I mean, just did it go by in a blink of an eye, your college career? I mean, can you believe it's kind of come and gone, and now you're so close to this childhood dream, I assume?
Absolutely. I mean, they said to me when I got in there, you know, don't take any day for granted. And, you know, the seniors said that to me, and I was, like, looking back, and I was, like, a freshman. I was, like, these guys are crazy. You know, I had 5 years, you know, and I'm like, wow, like, it's gone. You know, I still feel like I was in uniform yesterday as a freshman watching the big seniors play. And just like where I'm at right now, I'm kind of blessed to be where I'm at. I have the ability to go to the next level. And I think that, yeah, my college career went by in a blink of an eye. Absolutely. Right on the money with that.
Okay. I mean, and most guys usually share that same sentiment of where it did go by in a blink of an eye. And for you, I'm curious, you don't have to say who was calling, but, you know, you're with EMG Sports, fantastic agency. You know, you might have been walking on campus. You see these, you know, area code numbers pop up, but, you know, you're like, who's this? It's an agency. They want to represent you. But with that said, I mean, how did you know that these guys are going to be the best fit for you? Big decision, but you made the right one.
You know, just the way my agent Ed was like talking to me, you know, he was so personable and very honest with me and forward. And I like that. I like an honest guy. And, you know, he's seems like a stand-up guy, and he's going to bust his tail for me. And I said, hey, I'm going to bust my tail for you as well. And, you know, we got along so well, and our personalities, I think, matched up. And I fell in love with that as soon as he gave me his first call, and I knew that's who I wanted to represent me.
Definitely. You know, he's like that, you know, I mean, when I see him out and about, I mean, everybody loves that. Just who he is, what he is, what he brings to the table. It just kind of, he exudes that. It just comes out of him. For you, you know, we're trying to talking about being so close, but I mean, when you look back, is there anything that you left, you know, anything that you left out there that you wish you could have had back, another game, another punt? I mean, anything that, I guess, haunts you where you're like, man, I wish I had one more shot at this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When I'm watching film, I'll still watch my college film, you know, to see, like, to reminisce. And I'm just, like, looking back at that one punt where maybe I didn't put them inside the 20 as I should have. And I'm just like, man, you know, I just missed, you know, I just missed that. Or a game where if I, you know, maybe hit it over his head a little bit more, or you know, direction to the left, you know, we would have tackled him, you know, and maybe they wouldn't have drove down and scored, you know. It's just like little things like that where when I'm watching film, I'm like, man, I wish I could have that one back. I mean, absolutely, everyone has plays like that, but, you know, but I try to make the most of it, yeah.
It happens, man. Once again, the Mercyhurst standout, Brandon Cole, here on the C2P as we break things down. Hey, we're almost out of time, but we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us. But we'd like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot at some of those?
Absolutely.
All right, now take us inside that Mercyhurst locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who had a very, very bizarre nickname?
I'm going to say myself. When we were playing away at Hillsdale, I had a punt where, the commentators for Hillsdale, they said something about me. They were like, I had a good punt, and they were calling me Thunderfoot. And I guess the teammates heard about that, the commentators say that, and they called me Thunderfoot every time, you know, I hit a good punt and, like, good kickoff, and they'd yell it from the sideline when we were doing special teams. And, you know, it was just fun. I love the name, you know. So I thought my teammates thought it was funny. I thought it was funny that the commentator said that, and it kind of just stuck with me since then.
I tell you what, we always tweet, you know, we always tweet the episode after the, you know, later on, and I definitely think that's going to be the teaser that we were going to say we had Thunderfoot on the program this evening. That's definitely going to be, that's going to be the leadoff. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'll give you a little insight on that one. How about this one? You mentioned your head coach, Coach Schetzel. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him? Would they do it in front of him?
Absolutely. Every year we have this rookie showcase for the freshmen, incoming freshmen. And one of my good buddies, teammate, he was a fullback, Tom Sever. He does the perfect Coach Schetzel impersonation every year. It's always on the skit. And it makes, you know, he gets it down to a T. He gets the fake mustache and everything like that. He'll go the whole nine yards for it. It's honestly, it's funny. It's very funny. And he laughs at it too, you know, because he does a really good job with it, you know. But, yeah, definitely my buddy Tom Sever. 100%.
Excellent. And the final one, you're a few weeks away from finding out where you're going to land. I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends as you celebrate. Who's the best cook in your family, Brandon? And what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
My mom's not going to like this, but I have to say my dad. My dad, he was a firefighter in New York, so he learned how to cook. You know, they make you cook as a probie, as like the new guy, you know, kind of like the rookie thing. And he learned how to cook real quick. And what I'd like him to make me, honestly, is a good shepherd's pie. He makes the best shepherd's pie, I think, out of anywhere or anyone I've tasted. So, you know, I love he's from Ireland, so he loves making shepherd's pie. And, you know, I love my roots, and I love shepherd's pie. So I'd have to say my dad's shepherd's pie, yeah.
Excellent, man. I love it, man. You were fantastic. I was so excited to get you on. I said, I love PSAC guys. Like I said, I love getting these PSAC guys on the program and giving this conference some love. And you definitely did this conference proud. You did Mercyhurst proud. And I can't wait to see you continued success, Brandon. But hey, stay humble, stay hungry out there, and keep doing your thing.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, Brandon Cole, the stand-up from Mercyhurst. And I love how he talked about the energy and the vibe that he brings, and especially from that special teams role. Like you said, he's not going to get on the field that much, but when he does, he's going to make it a memorable moment, and he's going to bring an impact to it. And you always want guys that make impacts in a positive way, and that's not what he was able to do during his Mercyhurst career. As always, we appreciate you joining.
This has been a C2P exclusive.